Of course, it wasn't a hard decision at all, and that's what made Wynn hesitate. Rikari Kem, or Abeloth, or whatever she called herself, was not only the new leader of the Galactic Alliance, she was also the secret leader of the Sith. And Sith cared nothing about the lives they took or the harm they caused. They cared only about their own power. If Abeloth was willing to forego the secrets that her torturers were slowly prying from his mind, then it could only mean she saw a more valuable way to use him, a way that would allow her to do even more damage to the Galactic Alliance. But Abeloth didn't know everything, and one of the things she didn't know was that Wynn just needed to buy time. Time for the Jedi to arrive before he broke. Finally, he looked up and met Kem's gaze.
"You'd move me out of this cell?" he asked. "And keep me away from Lady Coralie?"
"Of course," Kem assured him. "As long as you continue to serve me, you'll be safe from Lady Coralie."
"I won't be your mouthpiece," Wynn warned. His demands, he knew, would mean nothing to her.
But he had to make them, or she would grow suspicious of his true motives.
"And I won't feed you the names of beings who stand against you."
"I expect nothing of the sort," Kem assured him,
smiling broadly and warmly.
"I have enough names to last a standard year."
Wynn allowed his discomfort at the assertion to show in his face, but asked,
"Well then, what do you expect from me?"
"Nothing but what you gave Chief Dalla," Kem said. "By all accounts, you are an excellent administrator and capable advisor."
"You want my advice?"
Wynn began to think he was hallucinating, that he had finally broken under Coralie's attentions and lost his mind.
"You can't be sincere."
"But I am so very sincere."
Kem reached for the arm of the woman she had brought along, then pulled her forward to stand next to the cot.
"I'm sure you remember Lieutenant Lydia Pogorski."
Pogorski? Of course. She was the Imperial Intelligence Officer who had perjured herself at Tahiri Vela's murder trial. Wynn nodded and turned to the woman.
"I do," he said. "I'm sorry to see you here, too."
Pogorski's face grew even paler, and she cast a nervous glance toward Kem. Kem merely rolled her eyes.
"There's no need to feel sorry for the lieutenant," she said. "The Empire wants her returned, and I'd like to know whether to grant their request."
"You're asking me to make the decision?" Wynn asked, more suspicious than ever.
"To give me your opinion, yes," Kem said. "You won't be making any decisions yourself."
Wynn began to feel a little better about the arrangement. Kem and her Sith were, after all, practically strangers to the galaxy at large. It made sense that they might need someone like him to help sort through the thousands of diplomatic petitions that came through the Chief of State's office every day.
"What did the Empire offer in return for Lieutenant Pogorski's release?" he asked.
Kem frowned.
"Nothing."
"Not even a task force port call?"
"Nothing at all," Kem said. "I'll deny the request."